You're listening to KEXP. We're at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, live in the studios with Battle Me. Welcome.
Thank you.
It is so great to have you here in our new studios.
It's good to be back.
What do you got for us today?
Oh, new record. We're going to play a couple songs off of it.
We're excited. Why don't you rock us out?
All right.
I can't survive. It's so hard. see when you will pick your head into the room, into your blue sea. And then I'll see what you do.
Live in the KEXP studios with Battle Me. That was great.
Was it okay? Cool.
Your live shows, you are great showmen. You always bring it. And I can equally imagine seeing you in a hot, sweaty club, shoulder to shoulder, or in a big arena, just, you know, headbanging along to the music.
It's Dave Grohl and I.
Your music just sort of fits any of those environments, and it makes me sort of wonder what the genesis of these huge songs are. I know when we spoke to you a while back, you told us that at least when you first started making music as Battle Me, that you were just like down in your basement creating these songs by yourself.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, as far as the newer stuff that we've been doing, you know, we went on tour for almost 6 months last year supporting the last record. And I think in that time, we became a fairly decent live band.
You honed your chops.
The energy was picking up. And I think when we got off that tour, we really wanted to make a record that where we could feel a little looser in the studio and kind of, you know, see if our chops were really any good. Who knows? But we're having a good time doing it, so.
I heard that you put a lot of focus on the lyrics on this record, and I'm curious if you were trying to tell a story across the song or across the album among the individual songs, or are they a bunch of little vignettes?
No, you know, I think that they're mainly a bunch of vignettes about people that I've known for some years. Some have passed away. And I think that there were a lot of good songwriters coming out right now that are focusing in on lyrical content and kind of following that early Springsteen slash Dylan, Neil Young kind of trajectory. And I really wanted to go down a road like that and kind of instead of writing about, you know, insular things, more along the lines of, well, what would Jonathan Richman say here? What would Lou Reed say? Things like that. So I did get more into the lyrical content of certain songs.
I heard that you co-produced this record with your brother.
I did. So he's a buddy of mine and has been for years, you know, beyond just being a brother. And him and I share a love for Guided by Voices and other kind of nasty Ohio rock stuff.
That's right, you grew up in Ohio. Yeah. There's a lot of great music comes out of that state.
Yeah, and you know, and I remember that when I was in high school, you know, he was in a band that they had a record out on In the Red, and they toured with the Jesus Lizard and the Cows and the Laughing Hyenas, and so we always had this real mutual respect, and he also loves the Grateful Dead. And I love the Dead. Nobody likes the Dead. There's like no band guys.
They don't like the Dead.
You know, it was a hard thing to deal with for a long time. But I just started sending him demos, and he was saying, "Can I produce this record for you? Because I think I know where you're coming from, and I think that you know on." And he would give me ideas, you know, on like this song "Head Up." It needs to have an ending, kind of like Bowie. You got to get into Bowie's head. What would he do here? You know, what would Roxy Music do in this moment or things like that? So it was a nice kind of thinking cross piece. But then also not to dilute anything that these guys have done. I mean, Chad and JJ, they've were instrumental in the record. I mean, you know, Chad's licks on Back to You is, I couldn't have done that.
Pretty wicked.
That wasn't my idea.
Now, as you said, you grew up in Ohio. I know you spent a spell in Austin. Are you still living in Portland? You mentioned Joshua Tree earlier.
Yeah. We have a, I got a place, like a second little place down there to kind of go and disappear into, but we're all in Portland now, full go.
That's a great music city. Has it been treating you well?
Yeah, it has. You know, I was able to build a studio out with the help of some of these guys. And so we have a lot going on right now, you know, working with other bands and working, you know, our own stuff out. And, you know, everybody's kind of got their own little solo bands going on. So it's kind of a fruitful endeavor right now for us.
Well, you all sound so great together. And we've loved all of your albums. This new one, no exception. It's called Habitual Love Songs. It's incredible.
Thank you,
and excited to have you performing them live for us today.
Man. Yeah, thank you so much.
You got another one?
Yeah, we got two more if that's cool.
You absolutely.
Okay,
it's Battle Me live on KEXP.
Oh!
the other side.
KEXP.
Thanks, Cheryl. Thanks, KEXP.
That was magnificent. You guys know how to put on an amazing show. You're all such magnetic performers. It's hard to know who to watch. You bring it. You got some great moves there, Matt.
Yes. Bringing my moves back.
Thank you so much for bringing it today here in the KEXP studios. That was wonderful.
Of course. Thank you.
You've got to tune to KEXP Seattle.